$1,000. State Farm agent Pete Euler is ready to help you combine home and auto and save in Emporia. Call 620-342-6272 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings is based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
KVU News Time 8:33, Newsmaker 2-time today, Jennifer Wegner, the supervisor of the Jones Aquatic Center, joining us right now to talk about the final weekend of the pool season.
This is it. Final week, final weekend is up and coming. Jennifer, good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you two doing this morning?
We're doing all right. We're doing all right. So how busy have you been at the pool since the Memorial Day weekend?
It's been a fantastic summer. Attendance has been great. We've had a lot of fun at the outdoor pool this summer, and just a few more days for everybody to come out and enjoy it.
Yeah, it certainly seems like weather has been conducive for pool activities. We've had stretches of very hot weather, and it seems like, you know, as far as stormy activities, you've had a pretty good window of aquatic center opportunities out there.
Yes, Mother Nature has been fantastic this summer.
And it helps when you have those, I guess maybe those bursts of heat as opposed to maybe a prolonged heat wave, as we've had in some summers past.
Yeah. People tend to enjoy the heat when it's not in long periods of time.
So attendance has been good then throughout the summer, Jennifer?
It has. It's been really good. We've been very pleasantly surprised.
Jennifer, I also wanted to ask you here about your lifeguards, because they're obviously, you know, with the attendance the way it's been, you've been pretty busy on the lifeguard side of things. Were you able to maintain your employment levels, I guess, to meet the need that came up this summer?
We did. We hired a few more than we have in the past, just because we know kids are busy, getting busier as they get older, and just trying to make sure we have enough staff. It's been helpful to have more of those staff available. And I think it's worked out really well. The team's been fantastic. Training's been great. Everybody's doing the job that they need to be doing, and it's worked out really well.
So you mentioned attendance has been good. What about booking other events out there? I know you have one coming up tomorrow night, but have you been active with that too?
Yes. The facility's been rented out quite a bit in the evenings, and we've had a couple of events throughout the summer that have been well attended as well. It's just been overall a great summer.
Well, I guess now is the time to discuss what's coming up here the next several days and leading up to the big grand finale on Sunday. But what special activities do you have right now at the Jones Aquatic Center leading up to and then through Sunday?
We've got some concession specials going on right now, just trying to get rid of some of the concession items that we have. We don't have a lot, but we're trying to make sure that we don't have any at the end of the season. So we have a lot of concession specials. As far as events, just the private rentals that we have going on. I know we've got several entities in the community that have rented it out to open it up to the community. And so those are going to be going on. And then just our final event on Sunday, we have our final fiesta from 1 to 3. So it'll be a free swim for anybody to come out and swim. And then we finish it off with our pooch plunge from 3:30 to 5:30.
On the pooch plunge, what are the criteria for the dogs?
What are the rules
coming in? Yeah, the rules of the road.
Well, they do need to be a four-legged creature of some sort. ideally, dogs. That's usually what works best. We try to open it up for small dogs from 3:30 to 4:30, and then the larger dogs can come in from 4:30 to 5:30. Just to give people a little bit of options so that the little ones don't feel overwhelmed by the big ones, and the big ones don't have the little ones running underneath their feet, getting caught up, and just to try to make it a little bit easier. We do request that the owners only wade up to about a knee deep or hip deep, just to make sure it's for the dogs. It's not for people to come out and swim. Because, again, we do have to lower the amount of chemicals that are added in the water, so it's just not as safe for people to be in the water because it's safer for the dogs.
All right.
Other than that, they just need to be vaccinated, and that's about all the rules that we have for that.
Well, it's that will be a wrap for the 2024 Jones Aquatic Center season. So all the equipment, all the pool stuff out there, made it through without any problems this summer then?
Yeah, so far.
Well, you've pretty much made it now.
Yes, yeah. We're hoping they can get through the final few days, and then we'll address them over the wintertime. Hopefully get some of those small little hiccups going and corrected.
Jennifer, we talked about, you know, at the start of the interview, kind of how things have gone so far this season. But I guess my question for you now is kind of what keeps you going at the pool? Because you've been the supervisor now for a number of years. What has you gratified about the Jones Aquatic Center and really the role it plays in quality of life here in Emporia and around Emporia?
For me, it's being able to get out there and talk to the community at large, just see them enjoy the facility, having a good time. We've had a lot of people from outside our community coming over this summer as well this year. And so that's been nice to see people coming in from outside the community and hoping that they're enjoying other amenities, not only the Aquatic Center, but other things within Emporia to make it a day trip excursion for their families.
Well, you've seen good traffic, so more traffic this year than last year then, would you say, Jennifer?
I believe so. I haven't had a chance to look at the total numbers, but it just... going out there on a regular basis, it seems like we've been busier than we have been.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. Always good to hear. Well, Jennifer, thanks for your time here this morning, and hopefully we have a smooth wrap to the 2024 Jones Aquatic Center season here through the weekend.
We hope so as well.
Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Good to talk to you. Jennifer Wagner, Jones Aquatic Center Supervisor. On the end of what's been a, well, outstanding season at the JAC.
Yep, and everything wraps up Sunday afternoon, so more information at EmporiaRec.org, and we'll have a preview story coming up here before the week is out. For tomorrow's 8 o'clock hour, we'll have the biweekly ESU Buzz coming your way right after the 8:05 newscast, around 8:20 to 8:25. And then for the Newsmaker 2, that'll slide to about 8:40 to 8:45. Kansas Gas Manager of Public Relations, Don Tripp, joins us as we talk about National 811 Day taking place.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 43 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. Good morning. It's 840.
There's a credit union for you. It's easy to join 115 million Americans already getting a